We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Your guys, Derek and Cody, with you as always. And guys, we're talking about Michael Pittman here once again. Only from about the time this goes up, only about 48 more hours that Indianapolis has to actually put together a deal before a franchise tag can be placed on a player. That tag deadline is obviously on March 5th. I think it's 4 p.m. when that deadline officially ends. So if Indy's going to use a franchise tag on anyone, it has to be by Tuesday at 4 p.m. And here we're sitting. We still don't have anything on Michael Pittman yet. Of course, like Ballard said, that they're still trying to work on a deal. But I think just, Cody, the closer and closer this thing gets to the deadline, just means more and more likely that Michael Pittman will be franchise tagged for the foreseeable future. What say you to that?
I mean, also, when you do look at it, Derek, I mean, you still have a little bit of time after that to get a long-term deal done. But again, if you don't want to risk it, it really depends for me how far apart they truly are, right? If they are still miles apart and they're like, hey, we can't come to an agreement right now, we're going to work on it, then yeah. I mean, but you're right. Like, the deadline's coming up here, you know, in about 48 hours or so from when this video drops. So the Colts need to make a decision here. They really got to figure this out, figure out what they're going to do with Michael Pittman. You know, long-term, obviously, we believe that he's going to be here with Indianapolis one way or another this year, but long-term, they got to figure it out. What's going to happen with that? And so I think for me, I kind of look at that and I say, if for some reason the Colts don't agree to a franchise tag, if they don't tag Pittman and they don't decide that's the best course of action, they're very close on a deal. That's the only way I would see them not using the franchise tag, if they don't agree on a deal here before Tuesday at 4 p.m. Other than that, I think that's their, you know, second best option, I guess. Obviously, number one would be getting that long-term deal done, wiping your hands of it. We're good. You know, Michael Pittman's going to be here for the next number of years. But I think that's kind of where I look at it, you know, because free agency, we still got a little bit of time, Derek. I mean, from tomorrow, Monday, it'll be officially a week out from illegal tampering. So if the Colts do not elect to, you know, tag Michael Pittman, they got to figure something out probably this week at some point, this next week. Yeah. And so that's kind of where I feel like the scenario is for the Colts. It's either get a long-term deal done before the franchise tag him, or, you know, obviously you would get a long-term deal done after that deadline, but before the start of free agency officially. That's kind of what I would think.
Yeah. And again, like you said, that's the situation that Indianapolis finds themselves in. They don't use the tag, then you leave it at the mercy of Michael Pittman, right? I mean, you can talk about a deal all you want, but if he were to find something that's better than what the Colts are offering, then that's where we stand. And from my comments to, or from what Ballard's comments were to the media at the combine earlier this last week, I am very confident that they're going to use the franchise tag because of, you and I covered this already.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With Ballard saying Michael Pittman will be a Colt in 2024, regardless of that option, whether they get a long-term deal done or they use the franchise tag, one way or the other, he's going to be a Colt in 2024, which makes me think that he will definitely be franchise tag, because right now we're in that scenario, right? Ballard has one offer. Michael Pittman and his agent have another offer. Clearly, the two ends have not met to a compromise yet, because if there was, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. Michael Pittman would have already had his signature on a piece of paper, and we know that he'd be an Indianapolis Colt for the next several years to come. So we're not at that spot right now. It's kind of like that standoff that we had with Jonathan Taylor earlier this year, although a lot less hostile. But, I mean, that's the thing. Even if you franchise tag Michael Pittman, it doesn't matter at the end of the day. Like you said, it gives you time to still be able to fixate on a deal for the foreseeable future. You know, you have that whole year to be able to figure out deals and either get an extension done before halfway through the season, or you wait until the end of the year next year to try to continue to do more. Even though I don't think that Chris Ballard's going to wait that long. But again, like, you're at that point, you're going to, if you franchise tag him, you have to pay him $22 million this year. So, you know, it may, I don't know what number is being flown around right now with the Indianapolis Colts and Michael Pittman. That's going to be a very interesting number. I know Michael Pittman certainly probably will not mind playing for $22 million this year. I know that that's definitely not going to be a problem, especially with all of that being guaranteed. I mean, it's just a matter of where they stand going forward. I mean, what do you think that number is right now, Cody, as we currently stand? Like, where are we sitting at? Because obviously, if they were close, there wouldn't be much of more of an issue. So clearly, there's a little bit of discrepancy here.
Yeah, and again, when you look at, you know, some of the numbers overall for receivers, you know, when you look at some of the contracts from some of, I'm going to pull this up real fast. Sorry, I should have this prepared.
We're always thinking of different things during the podcast, everybody.
I know that's how it always goes, right?
Different. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, you look at some guys who have made similar-ish type of money. I mean, Derek, Christian Kirk, I mean, you look at what he was able to make, and I mean, that's a good amount of money that he was able to make.
I think when it came out, yeah, so 4-year, $72 million contract with Jacksonville, including a $20 million signing bonus, $37 million of it was guaranteed, which is, you know, like, Christian Kirk has numbers that are very similar to Michael Pittman. When you look at their overall perspectives, I mean, again, I'm just looking at the last few years. You know, in 2022, when he went to Jacksonville, right, he did have a bunch more touchdowns than Michael Pittman had this previous year. He also received about the same number of targets, the same number of reception yards. I mean, outside of the touchdowns, I think people get carried away, Cody, with the touchdown numbers, because Michael Pittman had 6 back in 2021. It's just a matter of how the system goes and who's throwing the football, right? Like, in 2022, the offense was abysmal. Like, there's nothing Michael Pittman could do about that. The offense was abysmal. They didn't target him in the red zone. They didn't even barely utilized him at all. And then in 2023, he obviously got utilized a lot. He was a much higher target share. But at the end of the day, you know, still the touchdown numbers were not great. But it all comes down to how does the offense run? And it doesn't run through Michael Pittman. Michael Pittman is never going to be a guy that's going to get 10 touchdowns in a season. It just doesn't go like that. Indianapolis doesn't have isn't a type of team that is going to simply target only one wide receiver for the remainder of their future and say that is going to be the ultimate guy. But yet still to that moment, Michael Pittman still catches 100 balls a year, gets over 1,000 yards easy, and then, you know, can get you 4 to 6 touchdowns in any given right. And it probably would be higher if the system was working the way they wanted to with the quarterback they wanted to. So, sure. I mean, I would definitely say that for my sake, I think the contract would be a little bit higher than this, especially since Christian Kirk got hurt a little bit last year, didn't play quite as much. You know, Michael Pittman's always been reliable. Michael Pittman's always been reliable. We've never had an issue with him missing time outside of his first year when he was having some struggles. But, I mean, again, that's why I would say that $20 million threshold is probably right at about where Chris Ballard's at, to be honest.
Right. I could see Chris Ballard being right around maybe that like 21, 22, or right around that franchise tag. Pittman pushing more 25 or something and then trying to find somewhere in the middle. Because I was just looking, I finally found those contracts. And so I was looking at some of the, you know, top guys. And Derek, I mean, guys like Debo Samuel, DK Metcalf, Stephon Diggs, they're making $24 million per year. And so for Pittman, it's like he's not that type of receiver. I mean, he, at least overall, like he's not, I don't think he's worth that much. But I do think you could also, if you're Michael Pittman's agent, say, hey, look at the quarterbacks they played with and look at the quarterbacks, you know, Pittman's played with. And I mean, I think that shows you what you're looking for. You know, like there's been stability a little bit more with some of these other guys. But I do think, I think the Colts are probably more low 20s. Pittman and his agent are probably pushing mid 20s. They got to find a compromise somewhere in the middle. So what, 23-ish, something like that, maybe. Maybe that's kind of roughly where they're at when it comes to the contract, which, you know, if it's, say, Pittman got paid $23 million per year, Derek, when you look at that, I mean, that's right there, you know, right, a hair above T. Higgins, who obviously got franchise tagged this year. And so, you know, that puts him right below guys. That puts him below guys like McLaurin, Debo Samuel, DK Metcalf, some of those guys, you know, A.J. Brown, Stephon Diggs, all those guys like that. And I think that that's honestly probably where you're looking at when it comes to him. You know, there is kind of that wide gap a little bit, a couple million between T. Higgins and Terry McLaurin there, you know, a couple like about a million, 1.2 or so roughly. So somewhere in between there, I would kind of say, if I'm guessing.
Yeah. And I mean, again, it's at the end of the day. I mean, one of the main other reasons why they're, you know, pushing for that kind of money is, again, just look at what happened to the cap. Look at what happened to the cap just now. When your average team is getting $13 to $14 million richer with everybody else, I mean, that's what you're going to be able to do. You're going to have everybody asking for more money. It's just how it is. So I'm not even mad about it. But again, I results in the same situation where that's why I firmly believe that Indianapolis is going to franchise tag him, and we'll know by Tuesday whether or not that's going to happen, because at the end of the day, Ballard knows he's got to get that to keep Michael Pittman held down at least for a while until they can figure out a number. So just makes more sense that Ballard's just going to keep him around, see what they can do. But that's going to do it for this one, guys. Let us know your thoughts. You think that the Colts are going to franchise tag Michael Pittman, or do you believe that there will be another option and they're going to get a deal done before this deadline coming up in just a few short days? That's going to do it for this one, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, go Colts.